Maybe the learning experience before my IELTS test. And that period, I get up very early and study English for like almost 9 hours a day, and both spoken English and written English. So that is me.
How did you prepare at the time? What do you do to prepare for the IELTS?
What did I do? Like, to watch the Friends, the American series, and imitate their accent, intonations, and reading a lot of choral, like choral articles, and listening. Just listening the IELTS test, listening tests, questions, something like that.
Did you enjoy at that time doing this kind of things?
Of course not, but it's not so painful, It's still study something, you kind of into it.
Do you have any memorable English reading experience?
Not one. Actually, I can't remember. I can't say there is something. I think it's very interesting reading experience. So I can't say one.
So you are studying history now, right?
Yeah.
Do you have to read a lot of English materials in your program?
Yes, almost. It's about Manji history of Japan. So yes, but it's not something I think it's worth it. It's not worth it to see.
So your undergraduate degree in China, right? So did you use Chinese or English to learn?
When I was a sophomore, our class is all in Chinese, but when we are in senior, junior and senior, we use English class. Yes.
Do you find it challenging to use English to learn your major, to study your major?
Yes, of course. At that time, we both have a Chinese version book and an English version book, but it's the same book, but we have to use it at the same time.
So which part do you think is the most difficult one, like speaking, listening, reading, or writing?
I think it's the speaking. Speaking is the most difficult part for most of us, I think, in my opinion.
How about future? Do you think English will be important in the future?
Of course, especially if you want to join in the joint venture or the foreign company, something like that. So, and English is the common machine language in the world.